On the line is Daniel Silk. Daniel is the director of the Political Futures Consultancy and is recognized as one of South Africa's leading political economy analysts. Daniel, always a pleasure to have you with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Yeah, good to be with you. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you absolutely perfectly.
Excellent.
Daniel, I wanted to talk to you about the day after lockdown, the South Africa that we are going to find ourselves living in. I mean, one thing's for sure, SAA doesn't look like it's going to make it. Do we have the social cohesion to hold it together?
Well, I think this is a problem that everyone's grappling with. So the only good thing one can say for South Africans is that we're not in this alone. The whole world is now grappling with exactly what the state of play will be after their respective lockdowns. I think that social cohesion is tenuous. Certainly the longer you go on with a lockdown, the more tenuous social cohesion becomes. And it partially becomes like that because government's rescue package has been, barely existent for many poor South Africans. In fact, even many middle-class South Africans who have small businesses are really going to find it very difficult to get anything out of whatever rescue package has been announced. Now, another one might be coming over the course of the next day or two or three, and we'll wait to see where the government can up its game when it comes to additional finances. But the post-lockdown period is likely to really be a very slow, gradual, incremental shift to opening up various sectors, analyzing the risk by doing so, and then tweaking the existing regulations to simply open up the economy. So I think there's no quick fix here. For some time, we are going to live with a degree of the curtailment of our freedoms. But of course, a lot will depend upon the new caseloads coming in, the medical science available to us. But there is certainly an extended sort of medium term where we are all going to have to, in a sense, shift our goalposts when it comes to expecting freedoms and not getting it.
Hear you loud and clear, but I'm also thinking, I mean, they're talking about the downgrade. They're talking about a contraction of the economy. I think the latest I read was between 5 and 6%. A decrease in the tax base. I mean, there's just no good news here, is there?
No, look, when you look at all of the various the criteria under the COVID-19 plus the dismal state of the economy prior to COVID-19, it's a pretty depressing checklist, to be perfectly honest. But South Africa now has to make some very serious political decisions. The ANC has to make some very serious political decisions. It's no longer can go on with business as it was prior to COVID-19. One has to be quite dramatic in terms of reprioritizing spending and, broadly speaking, changing the policy environment within South Africa as well. There are two schools of thought. One school of thought is that the state needs to take even more control over various sectors of the economy. And the other school of thought is that the state needs to relinquish much more than it ever had in terms of control of the economy and free up and deregulate in so many respects in order to kickstart growth. And in a strange way, those ideological battles that were there before COVID are now going to be there on steroids, frankly, after COVID.
So interesting.
These two different
so interesting, especially when one reads that, there is going to be a need for big government because the profit motive isn't necessarily going to produce better hospitals or vaccines for all or a minimum income grant.
Well, certainly when it comes to healthcare, I think there may well be a revision of those who were skeptical about national healthcare, for example. I think many of us, and I speak about myself, we'd probably be more willing to look at the national healthcare. But I think, one mustn't get carried away with too much support for government. You know, government needs to prove itself beyond the way it's handled the COVID-19. It's handled COVID-19 from a health perspective, and I emphasize from a health perspective, relatively good or relatively well so far. But the real issue is government hasn't handled itself well in the broader public healthcare sector for any number of years. And it's really going to have to prove that it can go beyond COVID-19, beyond the sort of various onerous restrictions that we've seen, and extend that into the broader healthcare sector in South Africa before one can become completely convinced that government is the best player. I would still prefer to see a very mixed economy, and I'd still prefer to see government be much more willing to look at cooperation with the private sector. And I hope, for that matter, that this won't just be a justification for those who want to see the state being more powerful, and that it indeed does open up the doors for greater cooperation, because the good of the country requires cooperation from both the public and the private sector across the board economically.
Daniel, I'm so sorry. We're going to leave it there only because I have to play out with something that I know I have to end the show with this afternoon. But thank you for your input, and maybe you'll agree to talk to us next week and we'll continue that debate, which I think is one that needs to be had. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Good to be with you.